All right, joined live in the 1RPM studio right now by one of the 874 acts playing live on the green this year. Raylan Baxter, you're here.
Number 49 of 874 here.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You know, you want to get the lowest number because it's the most collectible, right? So there you go.
And a square root of 7.
Right, absolutely. Nice.
A number that follows me everywhere.
See, now we're doing math and you've already confused me. If I was any good at math, I wouldn't be doing this for a living, right?
True.
So you've got, man, you got a lot going on. You just, yesterday, you got a new single out, right?
Yeah.
What is it, 79 Shiny Revolvers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be back on the 18th. You got a show coming up at the Basement East, right?
Yes.
And then September the 1st, you're playing live on the green.
September 1st or 2nd?
It's a Saturday. That's Saturday. All yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll go with that. Whatever you say.
The Saturday, either 1st or 2nd.
Trust me, you're going to know better than I do. So there we go. Yeah. So that's cool. So this is pretty much us getting to you and talking to you while you're still here, because you're pretty much getting ready to get up and head out on tour again, aren't you?
On Sunday, in like 6 days, 5 days, yeah. We leave.
Starting in D.C., is it?
Starting in D.C. on Thursday, the July 12th. So we'll rehearse all this week and then head up north on Sunday and have a couple days to mess around in New York City.
Nice.
And then get the tour started.
Yeah. Already got any cool New York City plans going on, or you're just going to play it by ear?
Oh, well, you know, we'll be up there doing like record promo stuff.
Okay.
I do know one cool thing is I'm doing the Howard Stern.
Oh, nice.
After show. So okay. Howard's not going to be there, but
still,
you know, I'm going to find his office. And
you're going to find his office, you know, it's like, and then
you remember the show, the movie, the Howard Stern, where he goes, "Oh, hey,
yeah,
baby,
yeah,
just sit on your speaker."
So this is Raylan Baxter on Lightning 100, and here we go. This is what we're going to get for about the next 20 minutes, and I'm looking forward to it. Who are these guys you brought with you, Raylan?
Okay, so I got the Philly connection.
Okay.
Right here. This is Nick Bockrath from Philadelphia. He lives here. He plays in Cage the Elephant. He recorded on this new album of mine with me and co-wrote Strange American Dream with me. And then to his right is Barney McKenna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania as well. Barney and Nick grew up playing music. They were in a band called Nico's Gun. And now I'm the middleman, connecting the pieces, bringing them all back together.
But that's
Barney's
cool.
Barney's our guitar player in the band.
Okay.
As well as a very bad to the bone singer-songwriter.
No pressure, right?
Thanks so much, Ray.
And the Philly connection is cool because it sounds like the greatest tag team of the 1980s. I like that. That's very cool.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and play something while we're here, man?
This song's called Strange American Dream.
All right, Raylan Baxter live in the 1RPM studio here on Lightning 100.
I'll just start singing it. Well, maybe I was born. Oh, shit. Shoot. Well, maybe I was born sick in a castle on top of the world. And maybe the whole gang is better off making money out fighting a war. A terminal motion keeps spinning me around. A temporary devotion with the picket fence and a rowdy crowd. Well, I was sure that everything was going fine until you took the shot and killed me with your mind. I'm a man and I wanna be honest. I'm better than I used to be. But now the whole world is wired up on the red. And all the boys and girls are growing up in a strange American dream. And the temperature's rising, and the water tastes like blood. But look at all of the sensitive people screaming from the yard. My neighbor down the street with
the pretty face and the rubber jaw. Has plenty there to eat, but she don't share nothing at all. Well, I was sure that everything was going fine until you took the shot and killed me with your mind. I'm a man and I wanna be honest. I'm better than I used to be. But now the whole world is wired up on the red, white, and the green. And all the boys and girls are growing up in a strange American dream. But this ain't nothing like what I thought it'd be like when I was a little kid. I drew dinosaurs fighting wars behind the doors I'd reinforced with red, yellows, and green. And all the cameras in front of us, I couldn't tell you what it is I see. So I close my eyes and realize that I'm alive deep inside this strange American dream. American dream.
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Lightning 100, Nashville's Independent Radio, live here in the 1RPM studio with Raylan Baxter. Very cool new stuff. Now, is that one from Wide Awake?
Yes, sir.
And that July 13th, right?
July 13th, Friday the 13th.
Now, is that a conscious choice, or did it just luckily fall that way?
No, it was like I looked at July and ATO, which is the label that right. puts out the albums that I've put out thus far. They're like July is the release month, and then there's a July 13th, and
might as well go for it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, man.
Nice. So I was looking around, and you've got something on your website. It's as far as merch. I think it's one of the coolest things I've seen somebody do in a while, the disposable cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the resurgence of the disposable camera, I don't know, I saw Nick here, he had a couple of them, he started taking pictures, and then, so it kind of rubbed off on me, and the last 6 months, I've probably taken, you know, I've gone through six or seven of those rolls of film, and it's nice, it reminds me of, like, when I was a kid.
And we're talking literally about the old, like, the Fun Saver?
Yeah.
Like, the disposable 35mm cameras.
Yeah, and yeah. you used to be able to take them, put them in a bag, and take them to CBS, yeah. and they do it in an hour, but now it takes 2 weeks to yeah. get them developed, and it's really expensive. But anyways, long story short, yeah, I'll go take pictures with disposable cameras. Hopefully they're well lit.
Right.
Because sometimes you can't tell ever what you're taking a picture of, yeah. and the lighting and all that stuff, and... Anyways, yeah, so there might be some weird pictures that somebody gets in a pre-purchase, prepay pack. What do you call it? Pre-order package.
Pre-order, yeah. And they're actually, you could pre-order them now, and I do think we should probably say, I think your website says there's a limit of 20 of them.
Okay.
I think after 20, they're done, maybe.
Okay.
And then, but they're supposed to ship sometime around July 6th. I thought that was so cool, though. And I like, Nick, how he brought you into it, so if people don't dig it, if they're not well lit, he can put the heat on you, right? Yeah. You kind of in the heat position,
nice
right?
Floppy disk.
There you
nice.
Go. Nice. Got all those old AOL discs laying around. Let's just do something with them, right?
Welcome. You've got mail.
God, now suddenly I'm like my skin is crawling at the sound of the old 288 dial-up, yeah. which is the worst sound ever. Let's be honest, right? Now, if it had done, I like yours a lot better. If it had done that, I'd still be dialing up.
Yeah, why did they have to include the sound with it?
I don't know. I think it was to teach us a lesson. I think because we were still paying by the minute, and they wanted to make sure we really wanted to pay for it. Like, if you sit through that, you're going to browse for
it's
a minute,
like,
right?
That's the same thing as that scene in Dumb and Dumber. It's like, you want to hear the most obnoxious sound in the world? Is that Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. Raylan Baxter here live in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100, and you went straight to movies, and that's something people who know me around, I am a huge, unapologetic, awful, like, it's a sickness movie nerd. Mm. And I saw, you just did an interview where you talked about your five favorite movies, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, Dazed and Confused, did you say that was your all-time
favorite? That's my Bible.
That's the one, huh?
That's my Bible.
Yeah?
Randall Pink Floyd. Yeah, that's just like, I watched that movie the first time in eighth grade, mm-hmm. and the summer prior to eighth grade, I just smoked pot for the first time.
Right.
And so
it just hit you at the perfect time.
I would be smoking
pot
in my mom's house at night in like ninth grade, eighth grade, blowing it out the window and toweling my door and watching Dazed and Confused and like pretending to be any of the. Well, I was more like the Randall Pink Floyd.
Right.
The hippie jock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I found lots of similarities to me and him growing up.
So then, what? And I've got the whole list here in front of me. Let's go ahead and do it. You know, speaking of sports movies, one of the all-time greats, The Sandlot.
Heck yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. It's a sports movie, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love
it. It's a story of brotherhood, too, you know?
Yeah.
And I moved around a bunch. Not a bunch, but right around the time that Sandlot came into my life, I moved to Maryland from Nashville.
Yeah.
And so I was doing the same thing. I moved into a neighborhood. I'd like ride my bike around looking at kids, be like, hey, hang out.
It's almost like when you go to a new town, you got to check in with your set, make sure the colors match and everything, right?
Exactly.
It's exactly what that is. Only children in baseball. So you got Dances with Wolves on there. You got Feel the Dreams on there too.
I'm a Kevin Costner fan.
See, that's I'm The Untouchables is one of my all time favorites. I love him in that movie.
Hey, yeah. Kevin, what are you doing?
If I close my eyes, it's like I'm actually watching the movie. I like that.
Hey, Tony, get Anthony over here and have Antonio bring him.
And then the last one on the list was Shawshank Redemption, which I think anybody who has two eyes and a soul could definitely go along with you on that one, right?
Yeah, just a story of a man unjustly put in prison, and he perseveres and gets that big old stack of cash and a beach to himself in Zihuatanejo.
See, what that tells me is we'd all be really, really smart to take some accounting courses, because you never know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and he stuck it to the bad man at the end.
He absolutely did. Very cool. I always love when I get to sit and talk movies when we do one of these. That's nice. Raylan Baxter here in the 1RPM studio. Now, I feel like we should probably talk a little bit about the record. Wide Awake, July 13th. We covered that. Recorded in Franklin, Kentucky in an old rubber band factory. Is that right?
Incorrect.
Okay.
But this is this, as if it looks from afar, from the surface level, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
I lived at Thundersound Studios in Kentucky for 3 months. It's our friend Billy Swayze's studio about an hour north.
Okay.
And I lived there 2 winters ago and wrote in that studio. I wrote all the songs in that studio in like a little side room about the size of this room. And
poor thing.
And I was loving it.
Okay.
I was loving it. I like trapped myself in the room. It was great. Blanketed the windows and... you know, in the middle of cornfields.
Real quick, Billy Swayze, is his dad Beautiful Bruce?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Beautiful Bruce, Billy's grandfather is a lead innovator in the rubber world. So they had a rubber factory that was there. And then they moved back in the late 80s, I think, they moved to Arkansas, relocated their offices. So the building just sat there for years, and Billy has been collecting vintage recording gear for the last 15, 17 years.
Cool.
And 5 years ago, he started building out this old warehouse or office space where the... Yes, this is Alliance Rubber Company. You want 500 tons of rubber bands? Okay, shipping to you right now in Tokyo. Thank you very much. Bye. You know, and so he turned that into a recording studio, and it's a one of a kind place. He's a one of a kind dude, and so I lived there.
Yeah.
And then when it came time to recording the album, me and the group of musicians went out to Santa Monica, California, to record at a studio called Ruby Red, which is the producer Butch Walker's studio out there.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And of course, Butch Walker, I mean, everybody knows by now, he's worked with pretty much every human being who's ever played a guitar at this point, I think.
Yeah, even that guy playing out on the sidewalk asking for dollars.
He has a t-shirt that says produced by Butch Walker.
Yeah, yeah. No, Butch is amazing.
It was South Gang back in the day.
South Gang, yeah. And then the Marvelous Three.
Yeah. Okay.
And then his own solo career. But really, it's interesting because Butch is not so much of a producer that immediately I would have been like, oh, yeah, it would be a great fit, me and him.
Right.
Personality wise, yeah. But I didn't really know what he was all about until I got out there. He was kind of the dude that showed them, the only guy that showed interest in my demos.
Right.
And he was like, originally, because I asked him if he had a friend who was coming up and coming, a young producer that would want to produce this album, and he just responds via text. He says, Ray, I'm very good at my job. And so he said, send me some demos. And I sent him the demos, and he wrote back immediately after listening to a few of them, and he says something like, it's like Elliott Smith, Graham Parsons, and Leonard Cohen were going to a dinner party at Jerry Garcia's house.
I want to go to that party.
Yeah. And I was like, I think I said something like, and Brian Eno's the bouncer? Or we laughed. And then 2 months later, myself, Nick, another Philly connection, Eric Slick, playing drums from Dr. Dog.
Yeah.
And then our buddy Aaron Embry, who is born and raised in Hollywood, an incredible singer-songwriter as well. He played piano.
Okay.
And, you know, there were four singer-songwriters in the room.
Yeah.
Eric Slick being one, Butch and Aaron, and then myself.
So how does that go?
It was great. They all knew about the song. You know, they knew when to get loud, when to get quiet, when to pop out and play something musical and then get back behind the lyric.
You know?
It was great. We've tracked 15 basics. We tracked drum and bass and keys and piano to 15 songs in 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And then spent the next 5 days, you know, filling up the space that needed to be filled up with acoustics and my vocals and pedal steel and this legendary percussionist, Miss Bobby Hall,
mm-hmm.
played percussion. You know, she played with Joni Mitchell back in the day, Marvin Gaye. You know, she's a badass.
Wow.
If you look her up, B-O-B-B-Y-E.
Okay.
Miss Bobby Hall. And she showed up with her pug, her little pug dog, and she's a legend.
Yeah.
She came out of hiding in the desert for this album.
That's cool.
She was friends with Aaron Embry.
Nice.
And my dad played pedal steel on it. Lloyd Green played pedal steel on it.
I was going to ask. I saw where your dad played on the record, too.
Yeah.
And your dad, he played for Dylan, I think.
Played for
a lot of people.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
He plays for me.
No. There you go. He works for me now.
Yeah, no. Bucky is... Bucky's a legend.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Right on. Well, now you've kind of got me itching to hear something else. Should we play another song for us?
Yeah, this is a song about the large amount of money I owe the college loan company called Sallie Mae.
All right, Raylan Baxter live in the 1 RPM studio.
It's called Casanova.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Money. All I ever want is money, but I never wanna work for the money, so I borrow the money from a woman. Can you believe I never met her? Can you believe she never met me too? But she called me every day telling me to behave. You know I never listen. I got a real bad feeling I'ma let her down. Got a hole in my pocket and I'm running around, spending all of her money on drugs and things to keep my mind from running back to the hole that I came from. 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 And I don't ever want to go back. Nova. You know that I'm a Casanova. Throwing pennies in the well, waking up in jail, 'cause I never paid attention. Do you remember all the good times? Do you remember all the bad times too?
She reminds me every day, telling me to behave. You know I never listen. I got a real bad feeling I'ma lose my cool. Everywhere that I go, everything that I do has got me using the money on drugs and things to keep my mind from running back to the hole that I came from. 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 And I don't ever want to go back. I'm back in the hole. I got nowhere to go. La 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 la. Spinning around in a cold dark hole deep down in the ground. That I came from, back to the hole 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 that I came from, and I don't ever want to go back.
Bum bum bum.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's no, wrong key.
Not so much, maybe.
Well, this is what we were trying to do real quick, just because we've been playing on my porch every night. And one, two, three, two.
Right, little bonus action. I like that.
Bonus.
You're on Lightning 100, the 1RPM studio. This has been Raylan Baxter, and thank you so much for coming out. We're going to run through this again real quick. You just put out the new single yesterday, 79 Shiny Revolvers. New record, Wide Awake, hits on July 13th. You are back in town July the 18th for your show at the Basement East, and then, of course, Live on the Green coming up in September. So there you go. You got a lot going on, man. We'll let you get out of here so you can go ahead and keep
finish that donut I started earlier.
There you go. Go finish that donut. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for playing my tunes, man.
No problem.
Appreciate
man. It. All right.
Y'all be safe out there. Don't drink and drive.
Back to it right now with one from Striking Matches, Local Lightning, called Retrograde on Lightning 100.